there this is. So I think it might be ready to go. Wine Cellar, the Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media. William J. Jackson on solo. Morning Wine Cellar again. All right. And Phoenix Kalita is not sick. All right. Well, the big decibels, big decibels. Okay. Phoenix Kalita is not particularly sick anymore right now. All right. So we will be back and we'll be digging into this Rokisha Ilori Cutno. Ro Ilori Cutno. Or the, since we dropped the episode, Now Loco has been dropping joints from a different Facebooze account, but not nearly as much. They're probably mostly posting, like, to their own website or in very tight, like, they changed their groups from closed to secret groups on the Facebooks to really tighten up the cult. Like, she realized, like, she cannot have the cult shit public like she previously had it. So, it's niggas fucking ridiculous. And then, dropped a, I think, like, a 28-minute video. And it is an absolute fucking cartoon. All right, now, this here program gets a little ridiculous, all right? Like, this is a hardcore program. All right, so we're gonna, you know, there's gonna be transphobia, there's gonna be racism and whatnot that we cover, and this shit, like, if you know, like, you might hear this shit and be like, yo, this is not for me, can't handle it right now, don't want to deal with shit like this right now, deal with shit like this all the time, why would I want to listen to it? I can dig it, tune out, take care of yourself first. All right. And for niggas that are gonna remain tuned in, you might be ready to get into some shit.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Okay.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
Indeedly do, neighbor. Indeed.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday in the wine cellar.
All
right. Why are you trying to give me a glass? Just give me that bottle.
All right, so going over to this area, Springfield, does not specify exactly which Springfield. I don't know if this is Springfield, Illinois, but an individual, Tania Williams, said she doesn't know what prompted the knife attack that happened in the wee hours of August 19th. So we're kind of going back here, right? Transphobia. Quote, I don't think it was premeditated, she said, is what she told the news leader, news outlet in Springfield. Not specified which state, Springfield. And as the news leader previously reported, police say the 23-year-old Tania Williams met her attacker, 24-year-old Dominic James, on the website called Plenty O' Fish. No, Plenty of Fish. There's two F's. Plenty of Fish dating application. And and after she got home from the dance club on August 19th, the police fellers say that Miss Williams invited Mr. James to come into her home, located not far from Ozarks Technical Community College. Quote, I think he got here and he did what he did after we did what we did, she said, referring to two rounds of consensual sex that began after 2 a.m. These transphobic niggas are fucking dangerous. I almost said unpredictable. Maybe I should say predictable, especially after doing this program for 6 years. She said, quote, I think he got here and he did what he did after we did what we did, end quote. referring to two rounds of consensual sex that began after 2 a.m. Tanaya Williams is transgender, a detail previously reported by news outlets or mentioned in an August 28th probable cause statement filed by the police fellers. Okay, now this journalist goes on to try to educate, I guess. So this is what the journalist wrote in this outlet. Transgender generally refers to a person whose sense of personal identity and gender does not correspond with their biological birth sex. Continuing, Ms. Williams said Tuesday that she was upfront about her gender identity with the man who attacked her in an effort to defuse stereotypes that transgender people want to trick others. I wonder if that's scary. Is that sad? I don't know. Continuing, she provided the news leader with screenshots of their text messages. So here's some quotes. "What you mean?" She wrote at 1:54 a.m. on August 19th. Quote, "I was just being honest in telling you I'm a trans woman, so you know," in all caps. "No" is in all caps. You know, K-N-O-W, all caps. Continuing, he put the letters I-K, meaning I know, I guess, in text language. Continuing, and he said, "I was just saying, do you want to chill, though?" T-H-O, also text language, shortening the terms and whatnot. And, oh, there's a nigga from high school, DJ Billy, posted up in the joint over in the Facebooks Live. And Avery Loco posted up in the joint. Rufan Loco posted up in the joint on the Facebooks Live. continuing. Now, the article continues. After hooking up, the two were lying in Ms. Williams' bed, and she said both were nude. Then the man asked to use the bathroom, according to the police statement. Quote, "I said sure, the bathroom is out the door to the left," end quote. The man left the room. "It was a wary feeling," quote, Williams said, like, "why is he taking so damn long? But I wasn't wary to the point where I got up and said, hey, what are you doing," end quote. She said she didn't suspect anything, according to the police statement. But Mr. James then returned, and he asked Ms. Williams if he could smoke a cigarette. Williams allowed it if he'd smoke in the bathroom. "He was gone for 30 seconds," Williams said, "and she was lying with her back to the bedroom door when he came back in the bedroom a second time." Quote, quote, "He shot back in the room like he was on some WWE SmackDown," end quote, an apparent reference to a wrestling television program. Her attacker began choking her, quote from her now, "I'm confused at this point. I'm not fearful. I'm just trying to understand what the hell is going on at this point," end quote. She later told the police fellers that she could not breathe with the man's hand around her neck, and she believed the man was trying to kill her, according to the probable cause statement. Next, she told the man to let her go, and Ms. Williams said he then asked her, quote, "Where is your money?" end quote. Ms. Williams told him she had $1,000 on her table. And she also said, quote, "I have rings, I have jewelry. Okay, you can have it. I'm kind of screaming. You can have it, you can take it. Don't kill me," end quote. She said she was thinking, quote, "The situation went left. It could even go left, go even more left if I don't cooperate," end quote. According to the police statements, Ms. Williams broke free from the man and ran toward her front door. As she moved, she noticed her kitchen light was on. She had turned it off before they went to bed, she told the news leader. Williams said she now believes the toilet and cigarette breaks were a cover for the man to search her kitchen for a knife. Aha. They struggled. Williams said she knew she was bleeding, but not how much. I didn't know if he'd stabbed me or what. She added, quote, in that moment, there was not a doubt in my mind that I was going to die. I really thought this man was going to kill me, end quote. And she continues telling her story. I thought I was going to pass out, but I thought if I pass out, I can't get out of the apartment, end quote. She said she managed to open the front door just as quickly her attacker closed it. Then she said he stumbled on some clothes and luggage that she'd left in the walkway near the front door. And quote, it gave me just enough time to get out the door, end quote. Naked and bleeding, Ms. Williams said she ran down the stairs of the triplex and banged on a downstairs neighbor's door. Quote, I had blood all over the door. When she opened the door, I just ran in before she could say anything. Police were contacted in a few minutes before Ms. Williams' attacker emerged from her apartment. Williams said naked, he'd taken time to put the guy that attacked her. He had taken time to put clothes back on except his shoes. Those remained in her apartment. The bloody knife was found on her bedroom floor, according to the police statement. It had last been in the kitchen sink or lying on a counter. Ms. Williams was treated at the Springfield Hospital for an injury to the back of her head, located at the top of her neck near her hairline. It was closed with four staples. Her ankle was cut, so was her wrist. They were glued shut. She also had a lot of little battle cuts, in her words. Jesus Christ. So that, this is what I'm thinking here. Because you know how, sex workers don't have rights, so people target sex workers. Right, like there's that good cop down in Texas that's going to trial right now. He was actually a Border Patrol agent. The Border Patrol agent down there in Texas that was raping women that we refer to as immigrants. Even though we don't refer to Europeans all over the planet as immigrants. All over the fucking planet. but because they don't have rights. They're not protected under these laws, if you will. And then you look at like people that target sex workers. You know, they know sex workers don't have rights, so they target sex workers for any sort of victimization, rape, robbery, whatnot, and what have you. And this guy right here is targeting trans women because he knows that for the most part people won't care. I'm looking at myself in the camera, and I look weird because I'm looking above the camera to look at the screen. I look like an angry father. Weird. All right. Continuing on forward. Check my decibels. Good money, good money, good money. Okay. So, this is on the SF Gate, the San Francisco Gate. Got a lot of wine cellar news off the San Francisco Gate. I think I actually got sex workers' rights news off the San Francisco Gate before. But we don't typically cover this national politics business. It isn't really wine cellar news very much. But there's this Brett Kavanaugh individual. You may have heard of him. And now there's a woman who then was a girl. That's something I noticed in coverage I'm listening to on, which is mostly PBS. You know, I usually go for the boring coverage. And then for the sort of more bias toward my direction, not all the way there, the Young Turks, which you get to listen to fucking Cenk mansplain rape to Anna Kasparian, and I'm noticing all these outlets. I say all, I just named two, but I'm noticing these outlets whenever they talk about them in high school when he obviously did this shit, they keep saying woman And I don't know, high school, those are fucking kids to me. Like, that's a girl, you know, in my colloquialism. Right? And that individual, and she's gonna step up and flex up, you know, about it. And, well, I think, her name is, Christina.
Oh, yeah.
But what's really bugged out is, taking a look here. A quote, and this is the article on the San Francisco Gate, a quote from a playwright runs alongside a family photo on Mark Judge's page in his high school yearbook, quote, "Certain women should be struck regularly like gongs." All right, Mark Judge is Brett Kavanaugh's homeboy, and they graduated in 1983, and that was a year after they grabbed this girl, locked her in a room at a house party, and keep in mind, like, when this story first cracked, I heard this detail one time, and since people have been talking about it every day because that's the hot story now, I have not heard this detail come back up, that they locked her in this bedroom and they turned up the music. They turned the music louder because they didn't want anyone to hear her screaming. I have not heard that detail crack back off. Like, why is that being left out now? That shit always bugs me about, like, these big stories. All right? But, like, that just shows, like, how aware they were. Because something that's all that keeps getting pointed out is that, oh, drunk. But still very aware, still very cognizant, right? Still mentally competent, if you will. It would be a little ableism in that language there, eh? But they knew what the fuck they were doing. All right, get the fuck out of here. All right, and I'll link that San Francisco Gate joint. But I mean, most likely you've heard of that already, right? So you don't need that info from the wine cellar, really, but I'll link it up when I post this podcast episode. And the Facebook's live, you cats are already there. All right, so, Portland. Dooba-doop, skibby-flippy-jibby-doo. All right, so, an individual who goes by the name of Basel Hamaya had just finished a chemistry exam on the Oregon Health and Science University campus on August 21st, and he was sitting with a friend when a woman hit his car. She didn't stop and pulled into a nearby parking garage, so they followed and knocked on her window, and this white woman proceeded to be a white woman. All right? And Loco did the right thing. Like we said this in the wine cellar some years ago, and we reiterate it every once in a, all right? Every once in a, we reiterate it. Because when you interact with white people, fuck it, just start recording. You know, just do it.
You don't think I was born in Portland?
You don't look like a Portland.
All right? She don't think he was born in Portland. And she's like, I ain't much too sure about you, feller. Come on.
Guy.
I don't look like a Portland guy.
Not me.
So you hit my car.
I did not hit your car.
I can go get the security.
You can go
footage.
Do what you want. You are not going to argue with me here in
okay,
Portland.
Well, you're telling me I'm not even from this country. So well, I don't know how this is valid even with this. You think I'm going to use your ID to get... I can show you my ID. I'm a citizen. I was born here.
I am late for an appointment. You okay, are not born here. You have a huge accent. Yeah. I have...
She said you have a huge accent. Y'all cats can hear this audio of this motherfucker, right? She said you have a huge accent. And really, he just looks like he looks like Middle Eastern light-skinned black man hybrid. So she's just going by what the fuck he looks like. Talking about you have a huge accent. Okay.
American accent. I've been all over the world my own self. Don't you even go there with me.
Well, I still need a picture of your ID, please. So, you're going to show it to me or not? Or I can call the cops.
You can call them. Go ahead.
You want me to call the cops?
I don't care what you do.
There's footage, security footage. I'll show you the footage. I have all the evidence I need. You hit my car. I'm being very civil with you. All I'm asking you to do is show me your insurance card and your ID so I can take a picture of it.
My ID.
Do you have an insurance card so I know what you're...
I do. It's not in my wallet. It's in the car.
Can I see it then? You hit somebody's car. You have to do this. Run. You know that, right?
It is not a hit and run.
You're denying the fact that you hit my car. You kept driving.
Get away from me.
I'm not...
I will call the cops.
Call the cops, please. Let them come see. There's security footage.
I haven't commented yet because I am thoroughly amused just watching this. Like, this is how you handle them. Like, this is the style. Let me look in the archive chat space. Archive chat space on the Facebooks. There's Ruth Ann Loco. Said, you look fine. I don't look like a creepy weirdo. All right, let me let my hair grow a little bit with a receding hairline. You'd be like, oh, Jesus Christ, this fucking guy. Looking at Avery Loco said, the best part of TYT, Chank talking over Anna. The shit was... Have you listened to those recent episodes on this topic? Holy shit. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, and what's ill is, I used to critique Anna Kasparian a lot. I mean, we even still have the sound clips where she just, she is very Becky Lives Matter with a lot of her commentary. It's kind of funny to me. But, like, since, I'd say about, like, 2014, mid-2014, like, Anna Kasparian has become the left of that show. You know? And that's just the illness. Avery Loco continues in the archive chat space. White people just do criminal shit and tell everyone you're the criminal every damn time. Said, dang, he's good, and it doesn't even matter, because she's, you know. Alright, let me see here. I'm gonna get back to this video.
Bitch, I'm not doing anything wrong. All I want is to just make sure that the insurance takes care of this.
I have insurance.
I know, I do too, and I'm just making sure that they take care of it. You're not sure that I do.
Well, I don't see your ID.
I'll show it to you.
Please do. Here's my ID. Take a picture of it, please.
I already did.
Then what's the deal?
The deal is I need to see your insurance card so I can tell my insurance who to call.
Oh, Christ almighty.
Christ almighty.
Who the fuck are you anyway? Gar, who are you? What's your name?
Basil.
Basil what?
Hamiye. Can you even say that?
I knew it.
Can you jump?
Why do you have to throw the shade in? Can you even say that? Come on, Mr. Sir. All right. So now she is thoroughly annoyed. She's going back to get the insurance card is what it looks like.
What? Where am I from?
Middle East.
Yeah, what's wrong with Middle Easterns?
What do you think? Some of you are terrorists.
Yeah, I was born in the U.S.
Where?
In Portland, Oregon.
Oh, I doubt it.
And let me leave.
Psychotic me.
You're crazy. You brought my race into this? What does my race have to do with this whole situation? You hit my car, period.
Oh, no. See, now, I wonder if he's just saying that for the camera to be cool, or if he actually is like... What racism exists? Holy smokes. Nigga, you better get aware.
Well, bring race into
this. Get away from me. Get away.
Nigga, she just hit her own motherfucking car with her cane. I'm telling you, nigga, the violence comes out. Nigga, white women be violent.
Actually, I'm very far from you. I'm just asking for your insurance card. That's it.
I said get away from me.
You're not going to show me your insurance card.
I'm looking for it, for God's
okay.
sake.
You keep asking me to get away from you. I'm away from you.
I don't want you next to me. Go away.
Yeah, because you...
And now, just focus. We don't have the wine cellar video hooked up because Phoenix Kaliter has her laptop outside doing whatnot and what have you. But she's saying get away from me. She's at the door of her car, and he is behind her car, and she's saying, I don't want you next to me. All right.
Literally hit my car and left. Sorry, this is my friend.
Hi, I'm glad you're his friend. He needs one.
People who are haters like you need friends, actually.
I am not a hater.
You know, right?
Why is the word hater being used like this? What happened? And she's actually responded saying, I'm not a hater. Like, they sound like two fucking 90s fucking Bay Area rappers arguing at a birthday party. You're a hater? I'm not a hater.
I'm a Christian, yes.
Yes. My mom's a Christian, just that's FYI. Good. And you're a racist.
I am not.
You need to keep
racist.
Your heart open and love people because it's disgusting talking.
He's nasty.
I'm very nasty.
Oh my God, he's such a hippie. This guy amuses me.
Listen.
She literally called me a terrorist. She called me a terrorist.
Man, you hit somebody's car.
You hit my car.
You
hit my car.
What you have done?
You hit my car. So you should say sorry.
Call the cops.
You should say sorry. You should say sorry. You hit my car.
Let me call.
There's security footage. I'll call the cops.
Yeah, we'll call now. I don't know why you
I don't give a shit.
You hit somebody else's car.
You hit somebody's car. You apologize. You should be a nice person. You say, I'm so sorry I hit your car.
Oh, he's such a naive. That's the end of the video clip. He's such a naive, silly young man. He doesn't know that people are mean and racist and whatnot. He has no idea. Oh, man. Yeah, Avery Loco said, kill him with kindness. Maybe that's what's going on, and I don't know. Yeah, because I'm different with folks in public. Like, see, like, no one's, like, for the very brief time that I was a vehicle operator, no one's ever hit me. But, like, if I'm walking out of the Walmart with my groceries and the fucking person at the door wants to check my receipt, I call them a white supremacist right to their face. You know, like, I immediately go into fuck you, motherfucker mode. Like, I haven't figured out the killing with kindness. All right, let's take a little dance on over here to the Associated Press. All right, AP News. Real quick, real briefly, there is not a great deal here. This article went up by Aritz Parra on August 31st, 2018. A divisive debate, okay, over the legal status of prostitution has reignited in Spain after the country's staunchly feminist government was embarrassed to find out that it had had approved the country's first sex workers union. Oh. So they have some swerfy niggas in the government. And they done accidentally helped out what swerfs refer to as traitors, gender traitors, if you will. Continuing with the article by Aritz Parra on the Associated Press. Women's rights groups and policymakers have long been divided over whether legalizing prostitution, which is currently not legal but tolerated, would bring out of the shadows a lucrative and widespread business that often comes at the expense of abuse of women. Wait. A lot of niggas act like there is no abuse of women except for in sex work. While we literally have this Kravanaugh, check me out. This nigga named Brett. His name is Brett, and he went to an all-boys school. That's all I need to know. But we got that shit cracking. You got the pussy grabber in chief. Just look at McMurka. Everything that exists under patriarchy comes with the expense of the abuse of women. But all of a sudden, no prostitution. That's where it begins. Fuck out of here. Continuing with the article by Aritz Parra. But when news emerged this week that the sexual workers organization, OTRAS, had been granted official approval to incorporate as a union, many saw it as a change in policy by the ruling center-left Socialist Party and an attempt to grant prostitution full legal status. But as it turned out, the Minister of Labor, Magdalena Valerio, was deceived. She told reporters on Thursday, expressing her shock to find out about the department's approval.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Valerio said that the registration paperwork was technically correct, but added that the government, quote, won't back a union of an illegal activity that violates the fundamental rights of women and men who, because of poverty or other circumstances, give their bodies for others to abuse them. End quote. end quote.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
The Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, who made global headlines this year by surrounding himself in a cabinet with a majority of women, most likely all cis women, said in a tweet late on Thursday that his, quote, feminist government, end quote, wasn't planning to support, quote, any organization that includes an illicit activity, end quote, and that it insisted instead supported abolishing prostitution. Overturning the registration would require a legal lawsuit by the government because its approval had already been published in the country's official gazette on August 4th. Ms. Concha Borrell, Security General of OTRAS Ultras, whose members include menfolk and womenfolk, most likely cisgender, engaged in paid sexual work. They call it sexual work. Criticized the government for hiding behind the curtain of white, heterosexual, and bourgeois feminism to say that seeking labor rights for an impoverished and stigmatized group is an atrocity. Continuing in quote, for us, it is just a question of justice, end quote. The anti-establishment Podemos party urged to turn the crisis into an opportunity to open a debate over prostitution and the legal rights of sexual workers, whereas these feminist groups have been divided. On public remarks and in social media, some referred to support of the sex workers and others lambasted their move to unionize. A individual named Marisa Soleto, the president of the Fundación Mujeres, Mujeres, I think that means improvement. So is this the Foundation of Improvement, I think? And a leading women's rights activist told a private news agency called Europe Press that, quote, prostitution is not a job, it's a submission of women into slavery and into a market situation of inequality between men and women. End quote.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
And that's the end of the article. So keep in mind, folks, there is no inequality between cis women folk and cis men folk unless it's in prostitution. And taking a look at the archive chat space, there's Cleopatra Jones joined. Nick, what you doing up at this hour, fool? let me take a look here. Ruth Ann Loco said, if Jesus came back today, they'd call him a terrorist. Oh, yeah, that fucking nigger. Fucking nigger Jesus. That's what I'd call him. I'd like, listen here, boy. You need to get the hell on back there and get your chores done if you want a good slice of watermelon at the end of the day. Nigger Jesus. Avery Loco said, this is the voice white men thinking. And also said, talking to Ruth Ann Loco, Avery Loco said, they would have gotten charged for terrorizing street markets in Jerusalem. Oh yeah. It wasn't Jeezy Loco. He was wasn't he running around whooping bankers' asses, to what I understand from that fictional text? So yeah, he'd be a little too lefty headed. Alright, Huffington Post. Yeah, we're there. The Huffington Post. We're there. Okay, so that's happening. Right? Huffington Post politics. This article went up September 14th. All right? And it's put up by the journalist. All right, let's go ahead and pronounce this. Genevieve Hatch. All right? Nailed it. Blam. Genevieve Hatch. Let's go with that. And the title of this article, which titles are done by editors, not by the writers. Sex worker activists support Democratic socialist Julia Salazar's primary win. All right, so let's take a little looky-do at what's going on here, and let's check my decibels. All right, those Britney Spears instrumentals come in a little heavy. All right, sex workers' rights advocates are celebrating Julia Salazar's win in New York's Democratic primary for a state Senate seat on Thursday, saying that they have an ally in the 27-year-old Democratic socialist. God damn. Is that nigga too young to be a millennial? 27 years old, right? You run it back 20 years. And nah, that nigga, yeah. Yeah, because I think millennials are what, 1981 to 2000, to my understanding. Yeah, alright, good. Yeah, see, millennials are better. Salazar included the decriminalization of sex work in her campaign platform. Her platform included plans to stop massage parlor raids and unnecessary loitering arrests that predominantly affect women of color. Uh-huh. And the wine cellar covered that on an episode titled Too Many Condoms some time ago. Like, it's actually old telephone blog talk audio. Like, we should really redo that whole episode. That shit is elder. Actually, I might still have the high definition audio, because the thing is, I would record them, but then when you upload it, like, because I didn't have a premium account, blog talk would just make it telephone audio. All right, let's see. They continue. No other politicians, including any of the Democratic Party, have made sex workers' rights such an integral part of their policy. And this is a quote from Lola Balgon, who is a community organizer for sex workers' rights. Lola said, quote, "Julia is the first ever vocal advocate for sex workers' rights to run on the issue and win. That's so big for us. It shows that voters in New York are ready to talk about the issue." End quote from Lola Balgon, a community organizer for sex workers' rights. Continuing with the article. Sex workers have historically not trusted politicians, especially Democrats, who boast progressive policy, like calling for affordable health care, reforming the criminal justice system, and legalizing marijuanas, but continually leave sex workers out of it. Salazar's background in community organizing with the Democratic Socialist of America set her apart from veteran state senator Martin Dillon, who she defeated in the primary. Too many sex workers she represent. I did the word too wrong. Let's do that sentence again. To many sex workers, she represents what a progressive candidate can truly look like. And then we have another quote coming from Emily Iris. Emily Iris said, quote, "Julia took the time to not only consider sex workers' rights as a potential platform issue, she made the time to listen. Julia's win means that sex working people here in New York now have an ally in office," end quote. Salazar did more than just listen. She involved sex workers in her campaign, too. In August, members of New York's sex workers' rights movement, including Balkan, a member Lola Balkon, teamed up with Salazar's campaign for a canvassing event in Brooklyn. Around 40 sex workers and their advocates went door to door to discuss sex workers' rights and why they think Salazar is the best candidate for concerned community members. Sex workers and their advocates have long pointed out that a platform cannot be truly progressive if sex workers, who are often the most vulnerable members of their communities, are left out. Sex workers face huge threats of violence from both clients and law enforcement overseers. Many of the workers are low-income women of color. Immigration status and gender identity also play a role in sex workers' safety. All right. That is interesting stuff coming from Genevieve Hatch on the Huffington Puffington Post. And Avery Loco, in the archive chat space, right before we go, Avery Loco gets the last word. Cops would have hated his ass. I'll tell you what. Wait, whose ass? Wait, what, Which one? Let me see here. Let me see if I can get Avery Loco. Oh, I don't know if Avery Loco is still tuned in. All right. But that'll be that there. Morning Wine Cellar. I'm going to go rock a 12-hour shift. And then when I get back, hopefully we can get this Rokisha Ilori Cut Note update up and or running. And I downloaded her video just in case she deletes it or makes it private. I downloaded that shit, you know, because just know that Ro Ilori Cutno, the wife school huckster, she talked to Michael Jackson about these things, all right? So, yeah, she got now Michael Jackson. Oh, and Avery Loco said Jesus. Ah, the cops would have hated Jesus's ass. Yep. Well, they wouldn't be much a big fan of that nigger Jesus, I'll tell you what. All right, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Have a good one, Martha Frackers.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday in the wine cellar.
Why are you trying to give me a glass? Just give me that bottle.
You're very beautiful.
I know.
Why do you smell so good?
Because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.